Hallelujah, Lord. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you for the gift of your Ruach. We thank you for the sacrifice of Messiah Yeshua. We thank you for being our Abba Father, creator of all, who called everything into existence.
Lord, for the words that we read in this week.
week's readings that emphasize that you, the God of Israel, have come to redeem the nations.
Yeshua,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the risen one, O Lord. Hallelujah. You are the risen one, O Lord. Hallelujah. You are the risen one, O Lord. We come before you to acknowledge you as Savior, to acknowledge you as King of Kings, to acknowledge you as the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He is the living God, enduring forever, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed. He is the living God, enduring forever, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion, and his dominion shall be forever and ever.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You shall reign forever. We thank you, Lord, that through Messiah Yeshua we have seen that you shall indeed reign over the earth.
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the Father by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Thank you.
There are a lot of fables and fairy tales and religions comparing themselves to what's in the scriptures. And none of them has promises that have been fulfilled. When Isaiah spoke of the coming of the Messiah, it was realized in the person of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. And he says, "This day I set before you the blessing of life abundant in me, life free from guilt of poor choices, life free from condemnation and rejection. Life and blessing I set before you this day." And he asks us to choose life, not the curse of darkness and separation from God the Father. He says, "If anyone would hear my voice, I will come in and I will be with him if he just opens the door to me."
You have
to be with you. You show me love in so many ways. You give me love. I love to be with you. Oh, I need to be with you. You fill me with thanksgiving and praise. You
consider all you have done, Lord. Adonai Olam Hashem.